And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. And good morning, listeners. And hasn't it been a wild week weather-wise? And just showing through, we've got some beautiful sunshine over the weekend and hoping for a little bit more, although sounds like a bit more rain to come yet. It's Thursday, the 10th of September. It's officially Are You OK Day today. And that's an excuse for all of us to ask a friend, a colleague, a workmate, someone that we bump into, are you okay? And to mean it, and to allow time to hear a story or hear a response. And if you want to know more about Are You Okay Day, go to www.ruok.org.au and make sure you ask at least one person today, are you okay? And of course, tomorrow, September the 11th, is the anniversary of that amazing event that happened. Well, way back there, can you remember where you were on the Twin Towers event of September 11? It's been a tough week. I think all of us are feeling it a bit with the extension of the COVID-19 restrictions. And here in Victoria, where most of you are listening today, we are doing it tough. And yes, just sort of looking and hoping that we will get out of this lockdown period sooner rather than later. For all the groups out there that are doing things, that are still functioning, that are operating in different ways, that are supporting people to the lifelines, Rebecca, you and your team, keep up the great work that you're doing there, and to all the other community groups that, in one way or another, are supporting us in these very challenging times. Well done. I had the great fortune to meet on the site of Lyrebird College on Monday with the new principal, Julie Kugler, and Melissa, the chair, and what an amazing setup. This is a special new school that's going to be starting February 2021. The buildings have just arrived this week, and it's specifically set up for children, young people with autism. And wow, what an amazing initiative. And you'll read all about that in the paper, I think. This is a feature on it next week. So there you go. Let's meet our guests this morning. As most of you know, you regular listeners out there know that every week we talk with interesting people, people who are doing something different, people who are leading, people who are supporting or strengthening our community in some way or another. And today is no different because on Zoom, all the way from Wandon and Upway, I have Marion. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everyone.
Wonderful to have you with us. Marion has an amazing background in fundraising. She's been a board member of a number of not-for-profits and, most recently, has raised over $300,000 to support schools in Nepal. We'll ask you about that in a minute, Marion. Well done. That's absolutely fantastic. And Jeanette is the principal of Find It Locally. We might sort of mention Find It Locally in passing, but we're actually here to talk about an amazing project that Jeanette and Marion are both involved with. Anyway, sorry, Jeanette, good morning to you all the way from Wandon.
Thank you. Good morning. Cold here too.
Yes, and yes, we had a zero overnight. And for all the people out there in the vineyards today, we are certainly keeping our fingers crossed for no frost in the next 2 weeks. Whether you have a vineyard or a magnolia bush, we don't want to see a frost in the next 2 weeks. This morning, we're going to talk about an amazing new initiative called Fundrise. And, I'm told, because I've done a little bit of research, that it's got three main aims. And that is, firstly, to raise funds for local charities and local projects. Secondly, to get more people to spend with Australian businesses. And thirdly, to strengthen community engagement and develop sustainable pathways, I guess. So I hope I've got those aims right there. Jeanette, is that about what Fundrise is about?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's hear something about each of you first. Put you on the spot, Jeanette. You're a local.
Yes.
How long have you lived in Wandon? Just tell us about that.
I've lived in Wandon now for 12 years. Before that, actually, I've lived all over Australia before that. Before that, I was in Upway. Then I was at Bondi Beach, Queensland. I've probably had 42 different residents up and down the coast. which is wonderful because I just love Australia. It's got so much to offer. Great, you know, it's, yeah.
Wonderful.
That... So, and always been in business, so it's always kept me sort of, you're traveling around with business. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And Marion, you're Upway now, but have you always been an Upway local?
Well, no, I've been in Upway for 5 years, so I can't believe it's 5 years now. But I'm originally from Tasmania, and okay. I wandered around the country like Jeanette and spent time in the Northern Territory teaching and spent 15 years in North Queensland also teaching and then back and then down to Melbourne. So, yes, we've moved around a bit as well.
Fantastic. Before we talk about Fundrise, I'm just curious about your fundraising efforts in terms of schools in Nepal. Just whet our appetite a little bit with that. How did that come about?
Back in 2008, 2009, I came across an extraordinary man called Som Tamang, who had been a slave in Nepal, and our family just started to support his very grassroots cause of supporting his village back in Batasi village over in Nepal. And so I became more and more involved with that, long story short, and ended up on the committee and ended up doing quite a lot of fundraising and went to Nepal twice. My husband and I went to teach over there and did teaching. And by the second time we went doing teacher training with two not-for-profits by that stage. Yep. And the $300,000 was certainly not a single-handed effort, but it was after the 2015 earthquake, because the area that we had actually worked in for 7 years was completely devastated. We just finished a hostel, the school went, everything went, and we had such good... We had such a good relationship with the Cairns community that the Cairns community really got behind our fundraising. And so within 3 months, we raised $300,000.
Wow. So I reckon you know a bit about fundraising. We've got people listening today, I know, that are involved in all sorts of community groups, all sorts of not-for-profits. This is a not-for-profit initiative itself, of course, I should point out. And I know that this, particularly in the times of COVID and so on, Marion, that fundraising, sustainability is a big issue for a lot of organisations.
It's a big, big problem, and it's one of our core issues that we're addressing. And it's one of the reasons that we actually created the Fundrise Project, because, you know, there were widespread weaknesses in our social and economic fabric before COVID came along. But yes. COVID just served to highlight these three wicked problems that we decided to address. And one was in the business sector, another was in the not-for-profit, another was in the community sector. So, you know, for example, if you start with businesses, before COVID, businesses were struggling to stay relevant. Many of our bookstores and toy stores, Manchester Homeware, you know, they're all closed, and big franchises and foreign online stores had taken those businesses.
Yes.
So, and now with bushfires and recession, the situation's been made worse. So, yeah. And did you know, Bruce, here's a little bit of information for you. Did you know that Australian businesses have turned to the internet and to seek customers and exposure, and that right now there's over 900,000 Australian websites somewhere out there on the internet? Did you know that?
I could be cheeky and say yes, but no, I certainly did not know that. No, yeah. Absolutely. That is amazing. That is amazing.
It is amazing. And every one of those websites represents time and money and skill. And Australian businesses spend over $2 billion per annum on online marketing, and most of this goes offshore. So, and Australians spend more than $24 billion online per annum. So this project aims to take the work and energy already expended into those websites and put them into one central platform where they can gain much higher exposure. Because as a collective, the Find It Locally is already, and it will remain, at the top of Google.
No, that's fantastic. We're going to hear, I'm cutting you off there, Marion, because we're going to hear all about it and just how you have so effectively linked local charities with businesses and looking at, well, strengthening community. And well done to you and Jeanette. We want to hear all about it, but let's have your first song this morning, which is Paper Lace, a good oldie, The Night Chicago Died.
Thank you. in the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone, hey, trying to take this town alone, hey, and he brought his gang to war, hey, with the forces of the law. I heard my mom cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mom cry, I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. Yes, indeed. Then the sound of the battle rang from the streets of the old east side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. There was shouting in the street, hey, and the sound of rain beat, hey, when I heard someone, hey, who said, hey, about 100 cops are dead. I heard my mama cry, I heard her pray the night she gotta die. There was no sound at all, but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face as he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died.
And our councillor, Fiona McAllister, our local councillor, is trying to get the Yarra Ranges reclassified as with regional status so that we can avoid some of the most serious lockdown, given that we don't have many COVID cases in the Yarra Valley, in the Yarra Ranges. So get online and support Fiona with her petition if you haven't already. That would be great. After 11 o'clock this morning, we have Luke Sinclair from the Sticky Institute and Gemma Flack, the amazing Gemma Flack, will be guest with Cora, and tune in after the 11 o'clock news for that. Today is the 10th of September. It's Are You OK Day. And if you want to know all about Are You OK, well, ask someone and see what kind of a response you get. Or go on to the website, www.ruok.org.au. Are you okay today, Cora? Yes. And she's nodding. She's okay. That is great. My very special guests today are Marion Mundana and Jeanette Jensen, and we're talking about the Fundrise project that they have developed together with the rest of their team. And I think we might go back to you, Jeanette, because I don't think I allowed you sufficient time there to just give us an overview of what the Fundrise project is. Try and capture for. I know it's big. I know it's really huge. But just give us the overview. What is the Fundrise project that you're doing?
Well, the main core, it is a support service for all Australians. Now, I'm talking about all Australians, and we're talking about our community being the humans, the businesses, or everything we've put into place, and also even our wildlife, like everything, putting the whole of Australia into an area, and the outcome is to create a brighter and a more sustainable future.
And this is an online initiative, isn't it, Jeanette?
It's online, yep. And it's because we've gone quite global at the moment. It's about bringing it back to Australia. And now with the COVID situation, it's evolved even more because we're looking at it being a recovery solution with a roadmap to social and economic recovery in this country that we call home. So, that's why those three objectives are there, because we see if we can turn these wheels, that is support and strength of businesses. And the businesses, they are our bloodline. They're the ones who actually feed our charities. They feed our community. And we need to feed them. So in that cycle, we've got to keep this cycle going and keep this strong. Yeah.
Fantastic, Jeanette. Commend you. I know this is a project that's been a long time coming, and you're very passionate about it. We can tell that. But Marion, for you, why did you get involved in creating? What was your motivation for this project?
That's a good question, Bruce, because I've always been passionate after my experience before with being in the not-for-profit. I've always been passionate about fundraising, actually. And so I came from that aspect, although I am also a business owner, so I understand the problems of business. So I can see that the not-for-profit sector and charities, service organisations, community centres, wildlife organisations, it's heavily reliant on business and government grants. And at the moment, for example, it's really struggling.
Yes.
A lot of people and organisations can't do their regular fundraising. They can't raise revenue using their centre. And I've always been passionate about generating an ongoing, independently sourced income for not-for-profits.
Fantastic.
This is something that anyone who works in this sector will say to you, yes, you know, it's from grant to grant, or it's from fundraising episode to fundraising episode. Well, that becomes really difficult when you want to do things like sponsor 20 teachers to do something, or when you want to put money into human capital, for example, or promote a project that needs money year in, year out,
yes,
year in, year out. You know, if you have that regular income, that's really powerful. And so when I saw this, I became involved with the Fund It Locally, which is the not-for-profit board, and Jeanette and I both sit on that board with Tina Mangan.
Yes, and, hello, big shout-out to Tina if you're listening this morning.
Yeah, big shout-out to Tina, yeah. Yeah, so that's really what motivated me, and it's I'm very passionate about strengthening bonds within our community. And I've also, like Jeanette, seen the dispersal of our community and the takeover of big conglomerates and the loss of the small business. But also, having had more of a home-based business, I also understand how difficult it is to advertise online and to cut through the white noise.
Yes, I was just going to think cut through is probably the challenge.
Cut through, my God, you know, and you're competing up there with the big ones. So, and I think first, the bushfires, because I do really want to acknowledge those people who've been through bushfires, because they've had a double whammy this year. And Are You Okay is a big day to acknowledge those people. And, you know, first of all, bushfires and COVID have exposed these weaknesses within our community. And I think it is time to pull our community together. And the solution that we have is that, you know, we are going to will partner along with a community partner who will then use the platform to raise money for themselves, and that advertising dollar from the business goes back into that local community and then can support and promote community projects. So as far as I can see, it's a win-win-win.
Fantastic. So we're talking about linking then, Marion, if I've got it right, that the not-for-profits, community groups who need support and sustainability. So that's part one. Part two is the local businesses that need the cut through and to keep the income. And then thirdly, the building of a stronger community.
I do believe that the community has a lot of will to support their local community, they just often don't know where they are.
Yes.
I mean, you know, how do you find the local accountant? Hey, I mean, yes, and the beautiful thing about what we're doing is that this isn't just for one community and another community and another community. It's one platform with zones across the nation so that you can look up your own local community, but if you want to go travelling or if you want to find something on the other side of the country, you can use the same platform to find information.
Fantastic.
Across the other side of the country.
Mm. We're going to have another song that you've selected for us, and then we're going to hear how it actually works in practice. So give us the nuts and bolts after this, and I'm sure that listeners are really going to be intrigued on how you've pulled it all together. Your song, I reckon, Marion, is The Sweet, Ballroom Blitz. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
One.
Oh, yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was fighting, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, fire on the money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
And you're with Bruce Argyle on Community Conversations, our regular Thursday morning program. It's Are You OK Day? And big shout out to Healesville High School and Healesville Primary School, to Lisa Matheson and Ali Bryan and the teams who are putting up emojis around Healesville, asking the question, are you OK? And wow, what a fantastic initiative there. That is terrific. A shout out also to those people who are finishing up with CSB, some of my former colleagues tomorrow, to Andrew and Scotty and James and all of you have done a fantastic job working with not-for-profits over the last 3 years or more, and I wish you well in your new positions. That's fantastic. Today, my very special guests here are talking about the Fundrise project, and I have Marion and Jeanette with me via Zoom, and we are going to try and explain, Jeanette, I don't know how we're going to do this because it is there's a lot of different aspects to it. Can you give us somehow the nuts and bolts of what this project, or how it works, I guess? It's online and it's ambitious. It's all over Australia. Tell us how it works.
Well, it's actually very, very simple. It is, Australia has 8,800 townships, and we've given each one of them a unique community notice board. Now, to cover 8,800 townships, we decided to divide them into 1,500 community zones. Every community zone has a population of about 20 to 25,000, about 800 or so businesses. And we're now seeking 1,500 community partners. Now, these are people who care for their community. They're already active within the community. They know what the community needs are. They know the artisans. They know everyone in that community. And so we're wanting to give these people the service that they can operate. And it is a marketing service where it's not like all the other short-lived marketing services. You pay your money and then it's gone, and so is your appearance. Then next week you pay your money again and then it's gone and then off you've seen again. It's more to create, it's like when you want to buy something, you want to go to a place where you know it's going to be found. And in 2 years' time, you go back there because it's still there.
Yes.
So it's that sustainable platform. So every township will be online. You can fly into that town and find out all the local enterprises, activities.
So I could find the community groups, Jeanette, or the businesses?
Yes, that's right. And what projects are happening? You know, as we get older, we want to still be, you know, active, and we want to volunteer. So here you can see what your township actually is. And it's about creating more jobs too. You've got to think, all our young, they're going to seek the internet to create businesses.
Yes.
Now, if we can help them get their business out there and not pay a lot of money for things that don't work, something that does work. So it's like putting them into Main Street Mombok or Main Street Upway.
Yep.
Because people will go to this community notice board and they'll see them.
Fantastic.
And it's also to be organized, yeah.
No, that's great. How I'm intrigued. I mean, how do businesses, how do they link in with it? Do they just sign up, or how does that work?
Yeah. Well, they decide to become a member. So there's a membership fee. So it's like an annual membership fee, but that membership fee goes to the not-for-profit who's actually looking after it. So it goes back to the people who are the active community members. So they're actually all supporting each other, which also gives a listening platform, because when you've got a person there who listens to you and you can say, look, in March, that's our best season because it's summer and is it March, summer? Anyway, and that period of time, it's grape season. Yeah, we want more people visiting our wineries. That means that person can say, well, let's run something to promote that. We don't just use online. We actually go in and get involved. Community partners get involved with events. They do presentations. They talk to the young about spending online, and if you spend overseas, your future is going to go overseas. You better spend it here at home. We've got so many young people today that have got very bad spending habits. They're all sending the Australian dollar overseas. We want them to spend their money back into their own local Australian businesses to support their future.
There you go. Music to our ears, I'm sure. Music to the ears of many of our listeners. Let's go to you, Marion. You've got there's an opportunity for community groups, for not-for-profits, for charities and so on, to sign up to a pilot project starting next month.
Yes.
Tell us about that and give us a contact point where people can find out more and join up if they want.
Sure. Okay, so we're starting our pilot launch next in October, which is very exciting. And we're looking for 20 suitable partners to work with on that pilot. Now, this can be a range of community organisations, like Jeanette has said, but it can be, for example, the local community centre, neighbourhood centre, a school, a radio station, wildlife association or a charity or a service organisation, as long as they're a not-for-profit organisation. Now, a charity or service organisation, and I'll use the Lions as an example, I hope they don't mind, may want to take on several zones because they have a volunteer base in different zones. So, you know, and what happens then is we fully train and support and mentor that community organisation to take up their own community pages and run their community zone. And the pilot runs for about 6 months via remote learning, and it's fully monitored by funded locally. So that'll include upskilling volunteers and marketing strategies and assistance for grant writing. And each community partner will be assigned with a project coordinator, such as myself, to oversee and train and support and monitor their pilot experience. So it's designed to be delivered completely online, so it's really suitable for the times at the moment and for volunteers who want to work from home. And it's a great way for a not-for-profit to establish themselves more strongly in the community. Now, all you need to do is to get in touch with us, and I'm going to throw that over to Jeanette.
Thank you. Have you got a website or an email that people can link up Jeanette with?
If they go to the Fund It Locally, FundItLocally. .com.au, and it actually says in the middle, find out more. So you can read through the first page. If you click on the find out more, and if you scroll down, you'll see all the information. There's an application form there that people can apply to. There is a video there. So there's actually quite a lot of information from that site.
Fantastic. And if you are listening, if you are listening, thank you, Jeanette. It's there is absolutely no charge for not-for-profit community groups in this pilot phase for the next 6 months. So here's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Go on their website, make contact, and sign up your community group. What have you got to lose? That sounds fantastic. Music to my ears. There's a great segue to our next song, which is Bread. I Would Give Everything I Own. Very appropriate, I think, Jeanette.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew, I had with you. Said too much, but still you showed the way, and I knew from watching you. Nobody else could ever know the part of me that can't let go. Someone you know, you're loving them so, but taking them all for granted. You may lose them one day, Just to touch you once again.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on a Thursday morning. It's the 10th of September, and look, big pat on the back to Koha Community Cafe in Warburton, who are continuing to meet the needs of the community during COVID crisis. And well done to you guys, and also to the Wurri Community House, who are hosting Zoom community cuppas on Tuesdays between 1:30 and 2:30, where, well, locals and not so much locals can chat, connect, laugh, and feel less isolated. And good on you, both of you groups. And it prompts me to think about what is local these days. You know, we used to talk about the local pub, the local church, the local servo. Well, of course, we've got Yarra Valley FM, we've got our local radio station, but just what is local? And, well, no one is better placed to answer that. And as a segue, we've got Find It Locally. We have the amazing Jeanette Jensen on the line, Zoom. And Jeanette, we want to hear about this amazing pilot project that you've got coming up for community groups, community organisations. What? There's no fee, no charge at all, and it starts, well, next month. It's 6 months. What are people signing up for if they put their organisation in the hat?
Okay. What they're signing up for is, first, they need to know what the service is holistically, and that means how not only how all the functionalities of it, but also how we reach out into the community. So there's 30 hours training.
Wow, that's
and
good.
And that goes through a period of 2 weeks. So it's, you know, just a little bit of training every day. It's always nice to have tasks put in small chunks, and we're all got busy days. Thereafter, it's constant. Constantly 1 hour a week we do mentoring. Now, this is every week for the next 20 years because times do change and there's lots of things to share. And this also unites us and brings us together, this mentoring. So, yeah, that's basically it. That's how simple it is.
Wow, okay.
And so after the training, they will have a good understanding of what the service is, how it supports the community, and how it will support their not-for-profit.
And they'll be part of a group of people from other community organisations and so on. Is that right?
That's right. We are seeking a vast variety of people, groups. Like, it could be radio stations, it can be community centres, it can be help for wildlife, it can be even the arts. We need to support the arts. And because we'll be such a diverse group of people, lots of great innovation will come from that in the future.
Terrific. And if you want to know more, or if your group or you think your group might be interested, just go to the Find It Locally website, Find It Locally. I think you've also got a Facebook page, haven't you, Jeanette?
Yes, but we'd prefer you to go to the Fund It Locally website because that's where all the video and everything's put up.
My apologies.
That's all right. Fund. I know they're similar because it sort of just happened to be, it is similar names, but they're two different, actually, entities.
I stand corrected.
Fund It Locally is the one who are running the Fundrise project, whereas Find It Locally just fits in like a glove, has become part of it, yeah.
Well, there you go. No, that is terrific. And what a wonderful opportunity for you and for your group to have some training, have some mentoring, to look at ways that you can link with local businesses to encourage spending in our local community, supporting local businesses, and at the same time strengthening your community, developing pathways for sustainability. And, well, getting off that merry-go-round, Marion, that you spoke about before of the next grant and the next grant and where's the money coming from?
Nothing like having independent source of income.
Yes, there you go. And obviously with your fundraising experience, and good on you for the, well, you and others for the raising of funds for schools in Nepal. That's just amazing. Let's have one more song. And wow, I'm not sure where this one came from this morning, Cora, but things can only get better. Maybe it's something to do with Are You Okay?
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. I'm singing and I think can only get better. Can only get over me. You know, I know that things can only get better.
Things can only get better. Very, very appropriate for the annual Are You Okay Day today, September the 10th, one day before the anniversary of September the 11th. And, well, counting down, we're all in COVID restrictions and yeah, it's pretty challenging times at the moment. So it's wonderful to have with us this morning two people who really are making a difference through their Fundrise project for community groups and businesses. And, wow, the passion that comes through is just amazing. Marion, you were just saying off air that that organisations can get support in terms of grants and so on, and getting help to write grant applications, funding applications. Just tell us where they go for that and what that might look like.
Yes, okay. So there are a lot of grants out there available from local, state and federal government at the moment. And Tina Mangan, is our team member, is an expert in this area. And as part of our training process, we will be assisting our pilot project people to, you know, we won't be able to write the grant for them, obviously, but assisting them to locate and identify and work with various grant packages and apply for grants so that they can do the project. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So because it certainly qualifies for quite a few grants that we've actually been looking at. So
Wow. And where do we go if people have just joined us, perhaps, or I know we had a couple of sound issues earlier on. If you've missed part of the program, it will be podcast, of course. Thanks very much, Greg. And where do people go? Just give us that magic address again, if you wouldn't mind.
That is Fund It Locally. Jeanette, can you do that one, please? I don't want to make a mistake.
It's Fund It Locally, FundItLocally, funditlocally.com.au. In the middle, you'll see an orange button that just says Find Out More. Click on there and there's everything. There is a short video. There's all the information you need about the project. There's also an application form so you can apply. And, yeah,
there you
very
go.
Easy. Just go to Fund It Locally and find out more.
Fantastic. And Cora's waving at me here because we're almost out of time. So can I... Jeanette and Marion, on behalf of all our listeners this morning, on behalf of Yarra Valley FM 99.1, thank you so much for zooming in and telling us all about the Fundrise project through Fund It Locally. And well done, both of you.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are people out there who will be doing their own research now, finding out a little bit more about the wonderful opportunity that's coming up with the pilot project starting next month. So good on you. And we'll be back same time next Thursday morning for another Community Conversations.